Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Hey, if you're listening to the show and it doesn't happen to be a Friday, which is entirely possible, that's okay. You can pretend today's a Friday and see how excited you get thinking tomorrow's Saturday. It's awesome, huh? So do you know who you are? I mean, really, on the inside out, do you know who you are? Do you know how you present yourself to the world? We'll chat about that today just a little bit. Give you an idea how to think about that. You'll have to do the homework on your own. I can't tell you how to do that, but I think you'll be... I think you'll be fine with what we teach you today. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, practical as well. We understand life begins when you move, then life gets in the way. Stuff happens. You got to deal with it. So we may have decided to stand up, take a step, and repeat to get there. And then we're a little slower than we expected. That's okay. It's okay to be slower. You'll get there eventually. That's what the show's all about, to help you do that every single day. My name is Scott Smith. Common name, uncommon sense. And I'm here to... get you through the day today. It's going to be awesome. Thanks for stopping by. I do appreciate you being here. It's been so cool. I had so many neat emails coming in. Remember, it's scott@goscottsmith.com. You want to chat with me? Send it over. I respond. I do. I'm actually accessible. Sometimes it takes a day and a half, but I'll respond to you. Man, holiday season's here. So much going on. So much to pay attention to. So much to, I guess, get stressed about if you want to. And also so much to be happy about. But the choice is yours. Just know one thing. It's going to get busy, 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 busy. We went the other day and saw Mannheim Steamroller. My daughter gave me tickets to see the show. It's an older show. I mean, they've been doing it a long time. It's just very well done. And maybe you get to see it this year. It's awesome. And my wife turned to me and she said, "Hey, here's the program. And the very last song is Silent Night. And so we can get out of here and we can beat the crowd. Let's go ahead and leave." I said, "We're not going to do that." Have you heard that arrangement? It's one of the best arrangements in the world. I sat there totally enthralled by the magic put on stage of these incredible musicians and this timeless work that was there. Enthralled by it. And after it was over, my wife said to me, "Glad we didn't leave." And my daughter turned around. She said, "That was worth the whole price of admission." So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Thank you for Chip Davis and all those folks who take the time to not only create that magic, but to spread it. And you can do it too. You ever thought about that? That you can create the magic you want to create? Whatever it is, you can do that. You can create the experience for yourself and others. You can. You can decide how you want to feel, because that's what we talk about on a Friday. How do you want to feel? You get to decide that. And actually, I ask you to ask that question. How do you want to feel? Because when you do this, it's impossible for you to, I mean, you can pretend. You can be grumpy and say, "I don't want to feel good. I want to feel grumpy. The world, you can do that. But you don't mean it. You just don't mean it. So eventually you're going to have to say, "Well, I want to feel good. I feel happy. I want to feel spiritual. I want to feel blessed," whatever. How do you want to feel? And if you want the advanced version of it, especially this time of year, how do I want other people to feel? Take a minute. And then go do something about it. Watch what happens. You might be surprised. You might be the only person who stepped up and thought about them and made them feel good. How do you want to feel? So do you know who you are? Are. Lady. A lot of talk these days about ideology. You hear it all the time. usually not in a good way, extreme ideology. You hear it all the time. It's everywhere. But what is your ideology? Do you know who you are? So let's, before I go on to ideology, let's talk about for a second here. Creed, culture, dogma, outlook, philosophy, theory, view. Let's not forget ideas, principles, and tenets. Ideology. It seems to me if the world replaced the word ideology with culture, or philosophy, or view, might have a better world, but I don't get to run that part of the world. I've been trying. They won't hire me. But at the end of the day, an ideology is kind of what you stand for in this world. It's your principles, if you will. And if you do it well, it's also how other people know what you stand for in this world. It's also up to you to decide that for yourself, after all. I do it. Not everybody's a fan of me, and that's okay. I don't try to be. I don't know if I could do it if I wanted to, but I know who I am. I know how I do things. I talk too fast. I slur my words sometimes. I get funny. I maybe inappropriately funny sometimes. Sometimes I step on a toe here or there. I get it. It's who I am, but it's always been that way. And at the same time, 50 million downloads and lots of good done around the world by the hundreds of thousands of people. So it works for some of them anyway, but not all of them. And that's cool. I know who I am. Sticks and stones. If you don't know who you are and you don't tell the world who you are, the world will decide who you are and tell you who you are to be. Can I say that again? Because it sounded really good because I wrote it nicely, but I said it really fast. So if you don't know who you are and tell the world will decide who you are and tell you who to be. And again, a lot of that going around these days in a big way. A lot of propaganda trying to influence you right now. It's okay. Everybody has, you have propaganda too. You're a propaganda machine. You're propaganding about yourself. That's all. So it's not a bad thing. Oops. Click my wedding ring on my coffee mug. Sorry about that. That's why I have a living document. I say living because it has changed over the years. A lot of people say, Scott, you shouldn't change. You should rock solid who you are and that's it. You're always that way. No. I'm not an old dog. Well, I am, but not really. I'm changing all the time, growing, evolving, right? I listen to every angle and decide what I feel about it. So I have a document that I write down stuff. It's what I believe. It serves as a foundation for my growth. And as I change and evolve, I update it. I call it my, ready for it? This is so creative. I cannot believe I did this. I thought one day, let's get creative and let's have a name for my document. And let's do something that I'll remember and I'll know what it means to me, right? Who am I? And I said, that doesn't work. Because everybody says, who am I? I said, okay. I have an easier version of that. Who I am. I call it my who I am document because that puts me in third person. That's Scott. It's not who am I. It's this is who I am. Three words, moved one of them, two of them. We made a difference, right? It's all mine. And I share it with the world through my actions and you can do the same thing. So how do you see yourself? Do you know? How do others see you? Do you know? How do you act in situations? Do you know? What do you believe? What kind of people do you hang out with? What are the rules that you follow? The list is kind of endless. It's like, how do you see yourself? I mean, really, truly, when you look in the mirror, when you think about yourself and who you are, when you're walking, talking, nobody's telling you how to feel about yourself, how do you feel about yourself? Who are you? Either you are or you aren't. How do others see you? If they're not seeing you the way you see you, uh-oh, problem. Might want to change that messaging a little bit, right? But if you haven't thought about who you are and can't express exactly who you are to somebody, then how can they know who you are, right? This is all yours. The list is endless, and it should be. After all, it's complicated. You are complicated. You're a never-changing person, but I can make you this promise. It is easy these days to seek a source outside yourself to find out who you are on the inside. I'll never do that, by the way. You listen to me regularly, you'll know that I'm never trying to put anything inside of you, never trying to tell you what to do or who to be or what goals you should go for. I'm not going to do that. I could care less. That's your thing. That's your groove. I'm just here to say, okay, cool, let's do it. That's it. And find a way to get there. So when you leave the outside influence and go to the inside influence, things change. It's also easy to let the agenda of others infiltrate your thinking and pull you down a path that isn't who you are meant to be in this life. Happens all the time. It's okay. It's life. You're doing the same thing to others. Don't worry about it. But the very instant you sit down and you document who you are and who you want to be, nothing else matters. And the more dedicated you are to becoming you, the more you will get to be you. And the world will say, I want more of you. Not narcissistic, by the way. It's just knowing what path you want to walk in this world. I cannot tell you how many people have never taken the time to write a Who I Am document. Who I am. Not who am I? Everybody's asking that question. When's the last podcast you went to that said who I am? Not I always saying, who am I? Scott, please tell me, who am I? I don't know who you are, only you know who you are. Just tell me who am you? Okay. I'm going to be who I am, and that's all there is to it. So dig it, not dig it, that's cool. Glad to have you here anyway. Listen, I'm going to come back on Monday with a very cool show. Something that I think would be fun for you, because we really, truly want to know how high is your ceiling. And I want you to think about on Monday, and think about this over the weekend maybe, from what perspective do you see the world, you see your success in this world? Where do you see that? That'll be my Monday show. I'm getting ahead of myself right now. I've got Monday next week already planned out right now. It's going to be an awesome week. You need to be here. More of me, Scott, at goscottsmith.com. Just send me an email if you'd like to. I'll see you. Bye.